that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Already know it's, and I ain't even in the game, but as soon as something happened, who the first one they blame is, give me a time, you a lame, stop mentioning my name, my nigga, why you worry about
me? Y'all niggas don't know shit about that motherfucking kiss, man. I know y'all don't know shit about that kiss, man.
Get out of here, man.
What you mean?
Everybody fuck with Kiss.
You don't fuck with Kiss.
I fuck with Kiss.
Only person that fuck with Kiss is Dave. CJ don't fuck with Kiss. You don't fuck with Kiss.
I don't say him 24/7. I don't fuck with it, nigga. I don't have to say his name 24/7.
I was just making sure you fuck with my nigga, man. Yeah. That's all it was. Just making sure you was fucking with my nigga. That's it.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
New York. Fuck with DMX? No.
Don't start. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
I'm still doing that. Fuck y'all.
Word.
Dave over there rolling up a nice little raw paper. I like it. You know what I mean? Where your backwoods at, Moses? What's going on, man?
We just started.
You all right? How's life? You good?
It's all right. It's good.
Is it all right or is it good?
It's good right now. It could be better.
That's a fact. How you niggas been, though? Halloween time, nigga.
Fuck Halloween.
You gonna take your kid trick-or-treat?
I don't know what he gonna do. He probably gonna go to party. He don't trick-or-treat. Just be going out.
What you mean, just be going out? Like,
he don't give a shit about no candy. No. What's your costume? I'm me. What? All right, whatever. Let's go.
I fought around my son. He said he wanted to go to like a haunted house or a haunted trail or something like that. So we ended up going to the haunted trail.
Okay.
Out there in Clinton. Ooh, shit, excuse me.
How was it?
It was cool.
You was excited too. Don't try to put it all on him, because I know you was excited.
I was excited for him to be excited.
Like, I feel like you ironed your clothes for it. Like, you laid out your outfit and
my
waited.
Nigga, I had on sweats. Like, what are you talking about? I had on sweats. I'm not ironing sweats, bro.
So you steamed them. Let me hang these up. Get the wrinkles out.
Oh, my God. Nigga, listen, yo. It was nothing like that.
Dave grabbing wrong biz.
Yeah, this shit mine. It's all green, nigga.
Shut up, nigga.
We went to the haunted trail. I actually thought he was going to get scared. I thought my son was going to get scared, but...
About that life, though?
Nah, you know, I went there a little tipsy.
So you scared?
Smoked a couple. I was laughing at everything they tried to come at. Every time they tried to pop, I was like, you the man.
He was like, rawr.
You know, I was like, yeah, oh, okay, great. But he, yeah,
like, let's go.
Yeah. He was hype. He was like, my dad's the coolest.
So I'm sure he punched you out.
He didn't say that.
I'm like, he ain't scared.
Why he ain't say that? You don't think he don't say that?
Because he called you soft last week, so he's definitely not gonna say you're the coolest.
Yeah, so like, he said it wrong.
No, hold up. You could be soft and cool.
Okay.
I feel like he said, like, you hard. Like, he didn't say, like, you're the coolest.
No, he said, I was the coolest because I wouldn't get scared of nothing.
You don't talk
I'm
like
saying
that.
Laughing about that shit, man. It was great.
That's the fun about it, though.
Right.
Next time, go to one. Psych.
They had, like, three different... They had, like, a corn maze you walk through and shit. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers just popping out of nowhere. Then they had some other shit where you ride on, like, the back of, like, a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they take you through a field and everything.
Sound like they was about to sell y'all as slaves, nigga.
He couldn't even say that. He was like, what?
That's what it sound like.
Shout out to the homie Jerry that is running that shit.
Yo, shout out to the homie Jerry that's charging niggas to ride on a wagon like they about to get sold as slaves in a fucking country. Fuck out of here.
Whatever. Nah, yeah, they have some zombie shit too. Yeah, when you shoot at the zombies.
Yeah, you paid.
Oh,
20.
So it was like paintball and shit?
Yeah. Some type of shit like that. You load up your guns, you ride on this big truck, trailer type shit. It had guns all the top of it, and then it takes you through, and then zombies come out of nowhere and you shoot at them.
Oh, wow.
That shit was straight. Like I said, my son had a great time. It was about him. So fuck y'all.
No, I'm glad you
had
fun.
And leave my friend alone, Dave. Talk about selling fucking slaves. Fucking stupid.
I appreciate you.
There been a few people that be trying to get at me. They be wanting to get on the podcast and shit. And
so you gonna get at him?
Well, listen, this is the thing.
Your boy
Dave don't want to talk to none of you niggas. None of y'all. I don't want to talk to all of y'all. I just want to talk to some of y'all. And Moses don't give a fuck.
I might give you a chance.
Well, no, you don't care. You just like, yo, yeah, bring him up here. We're cool. We talk to him.
I give him a chance. And then, like, if he.
Dave don't want to talk to none of these niggas.
I like that, though.
I do, too. I'm not acting like I don't like it. All right, that's what I appreciate about him. But he don't want to talk to nobody, though, Moses.
It's not that. It's just I feel like he's saying like have something to talk about. Have your shit right.
Have That's your all. Shit right.
Just can't come in here just be talking about oh you
right
like you like pancakes and eggs and
right. Nah, Dave's about great content. Period. That's what he wants. He wants to put great content out. So don't come over here thinking you're just gonna say anything. Fuck all that, man.
Don't think you coming up here. Period. Fuck out of here.
That's what he basically saying.
What's going on over here? Nah, nigga, what you do is you stay on Facebook, you go live, nigga, and you talk to your fans on Facebook. You don't need us for you to talk, nigga, because you talking anyway for no reason.
I'm just saying have something popping. That's what he basically saying. Have something pop.
I ain't don't say that. I nah, say he's basically saying
that. That's what you said. I don't want nobody to get discouraged. I don't want nobody to get discouraged. He's harsh, but I know him. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is what it is. Dave is New York to the core. He don't
yeah,
give
like,
a fuck.
I know him.
He
I don't care what he's talking.
And I love it. I love it. Like, I love it.
I'm sorry. Nigga, you walk through that door and I give you that look, nigga, turn around.
Dave don't want to talk to none of you niggas.
You about to get embarrassed, nigga. Turn around. I'm like, cuckoo. Mm-mm.
Nah, this is Dave, though. Dave is like, nah, this is dirty water, nigga. This is our shit.
Damn,
so fuck
P,
that. We don't, need,
move,
we don't need motherfuckers to try to boost our shit. That's how he feeling. That's how I'm looking at it. That's how I like it. You know what I mean? I'll tell you some crazy shit, though, man. I think I've officially
smack
realized.
Smack your fucking koofy off your head.
Smack your koofy.
I think I've officially realized I'm an alcoholic.
How? When? Are you sweating a lot?
Nah, not me sweating a lot, even though I do that anyway. But see, what ended up happening was I ended up going to the liquor store.
Okay, let's go.
I don't have to show my ID no more. Huh?
Hey, that just means you go to the same
you
store.
You just go to the same store.
No, it's at like three stores.
You go all in three stores. That's not being alcoholic.
They was like, oh, hey, what's up?
It's like, bad when they don't serve you. Now you alcoholic.
They was like, oh, they say, oh, what's up, Lexington?
You don't get the point. If they don't serve you, you alcoholic. Oh, fuck, no. I just.
Nobody
nigga, want you here this morning?
Again.
Nah.
I be walking in and they be like, what's up, Lexington?
No, they don't.
I promise you, bro.
No, they don't.
I be like, damn, y'all know my damn name.
They be like,
no, they don't know your name because that's not your name. And they don't call you that. What are you talking
about? That's not on anything that you... You don't wear no t-shirts like that. You don't have a chain say Lexington. You don't have no tattoos say Lexington. So... what is this coming from? Please, stop it.
Oh, my God, man. I'm Lexington. Fuck y'all. I'm Lexington. Y'all niggas want to talk about my nigga Pastor Wilson?
Tell niggas it's cold, Lexington.
How did he get in my shit?
Y'all want to talk about my nigga Pastor Wilson?
Pastor Wilson.
Pastor Wilson.
Damn, Pastor Wilson. You had to have my last name, you bitch ass.
Why you telling people what your last name
Don't,
is?
Don't shut the fuck up. I ain't catching your... See your ass say something.
I'm sorry.
Get the fuck on my nerves sometimes. Just a sighted kid, just for no reason. I ain't take this nigga anywhere.
We go to the park. Johnsonville Barkworth. You don't remember that shit?
No.
Like, oh, the white dude, God, come over, yeah. Nigga was cooking the sausages. He be like, I'm not gonna tell nobody. Call out everybody. Niggas come to the shit, eat up his food.
No, nigga.
Oh my, it couldn't have been a nigga.
So my man Pastor Wilson was caught.
Joseph and Vaughn.
My man Pastor Wilson was out here just eating pussy all on camera.
I'm not mad at that. He's a grown man.
Eat the pussy up.
You know what I'm saying? He's a grown man. He can do that.
I beat that butt.
He can do that, right? So, but I think one of the problems was that he's married.
What's wrong with him, man?
That wasn't the married pussy he was eating.
Why ain't listen to that? Why ain't listen to that other pastor that said these bitches ain't loyal?
These hoes ain't loyal. You heard Chris Brown?
This shit is crazy because he was getting into it. He won't play no games with it. Yeah. And then he responded about it.
That nigga's not a true pastor. I don't care.
You want to hear what this nigga said?
Yeah, let's see what this fake pastor
said. All right, hold up.
He's a rapper.
As not doing a damn thing in the community, holier than thou as church folk. First of all, fuck you.
Whoa.
Okay. Second of all, you have an issue with me being on a picture with a beautiful black woman. Let me set the record straight.
You married now?
I am a pastor, first of all, that feeds the hungry. I'm a pastor that has a girls, a boys, and a woman's mentoring program. I teach empowerment on a daily basis. Yes. I'm a pastor that likes pussy. Mm. Can I say it again? I like pussy. Mm. I'm a real man. Mm. I'm real about who I am. And remember that God made woman for the man. So you phony, fake ass folk, when you're doing the things that I do in the community, then you got something to say. Other than that, on this Tuesday, fuck you. Mm.
That man said, fuck you. He don't give a fuck how y'all feel about it. You goddamn right he ate that pussy.
That's a Christian. You got some Christians that's cussing.
Listen, it's pastors out here doing worse than eating pussy. So I don't think they should crucify him for that. He was cheating on his wife.
He got caught. That's what niggas eat it do. Up.
Niggas huh? Cheat on their wife all the time, man.
He smelled it.
Hey, they right.
Niggas do that all day long.
David, right. I mean,
did like applesauce.
Now, what if he was caught slobbing the knob? Then niggas be outraged then, huh?
It's like, that's not my pastor.
Right.
Exactly. That's not my pastor.
Okay, wait a second.
What about you got the priest touching the boys?
Well, we ain't talking about the priest.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying, as far as way worse shit going on for to be mad at this man.
Listen.
That's wild.
Sometime the pussy gotta get eaten.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah,
he's a freak.
Oh, my
you're a Christian God. Freak. What you want me to do?
Well, it's been a hot girl summer. I mean, is Pastor Wilson starting the fuck boy fall?
I don't know where he started.
is he, you know what I mean? Like,
nigga, he just got caught. Every pastor seems like to get caught.
I don't know, man. It looked like he started Fuckboy Fall, man.
Fake pass.
He's starting Fuckboy Fall, man.
How they getting the footage? That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
How they getting the footage? You want to record? What you record yourself eating?
Right, he not, he didn't record.
Nah, he didn't record it.
Who recorded it?
Shorty, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Was she? She? I mean, well, shit. The camera wasn't moving.
I ain't see it.
Stop fucking up the rotation.
I'm sorry. Are y'all mad at Pastor Wilson? No, for real. Can y'all be mad at that?
No,
man?
Nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
So. I don't care.
I think he's starting fuckboy.
He got to explain to his church. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying.
Right.
Well, I thought it was funny. I was talking shit to my wife the other day.
Okay.
And y'all know I ain't shit. And okay. I love her, right? I do love her.
I love her.
I told her she need to give me a girlfriend.
Nope. Nope.
What you mean, no?
Are you crazy?
I don't think she took me serious. I was just joking around, talking shit, mm-hmm. trying to have fun. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, just bring it through on the weekends.
Would you?
I mean, I would.
Sometimes niggas talking about, I'm just joking. Then when the situation
I just might do it. I would do it. I would do it, but she ain't for that shit. She ain't for that shit.
you got a trigger, bro.
Huh?
Like, just come home, have some girls in the
bed. Give me the game. How can I convince this?
You know what I'm saying? Just go out, have a good night, get drunk, and have some old freak in the bed. Oh, shit. I don't even know how she got in here. Stop taking. She naked. Oh, let's get. Because it's uncomfortable. And then it's going to play out.
No, nigga.
Dave said, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever, you gotta have some music playing.
Whenever you
you gotta have some tank playing.
I think when you approach it, some tank. Oh no, you don't want to put no tank on.
We ain't going there yet. Hold on, go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
Some tank playing.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think when you approach a situation like that, you gotta let your wife choose the woman. You can't choose.
Well, I was not trying to choose.
I'm just saying, we just talking.
Oh well, you know when I was talking shit to her, I was like, "You go find the girl." I wasn't saying like I'm gonna go find her because then it's gonna look like, "Oh no,
play that good."
What
old,
is this going on in your brain this whole time?
Play that good old jazz.
Jazz.
Somebody we know.
Saxophone.
That always gets them that jazz.
I'm just trying to see how I can figure this out, manipulate it. That's all. I ain't shit.
This nigga type of nigga that choose a best friend or something. And fuck everything up, right?
Y'all niggas ever had a threesome before, though?
And fuck everything up.
Huh? Y'all ever had a threesome before?
No, but I'm taking all participants. Hit me in the DMs.
That's Dirty Water Dave B. Instagram.
It was exciting.
You had a threesome before?
It was exciting.
How did this go?
It was exciting.
Okay, well, okay, explain.
I'm not telling those stories.
Oh my God. Why not?
Two guys and a girl don't
count.
Get
out of here. Get out of here. That's that New York shit.
That's a train.
That's that New York shit.
That is a
train.
We
don't do that. We caught y'all Stevie J's. That's what y'all do.
Nah. What? Okay. Now you say that,
Dave.
That's a trizzy.
How do you feel about niggas that do that?
A trizzy.
You would run a train? You and your homeboy would run on a girl?
Nah, I just feel
like I couldn't do it.
I'm on that Pimp C shit.
I don't want to see the other dude.
I'm on that Pimp C shit. You want to look at another man thing? Yeah, that's a trick.
Yeah, yeah, nah, I remember him saying that. Yeah, I'm not for that.
Sexuality is not for that. Two girls, yeah.
Two girls, yeah.
Nowadays, the way culture is now, the way rape culture is now, you can't be doing that. But. Rape. I don't think it's a. I've done it before. Ain't nobody trying to lick at nobody's dick, though. That's
hold
the whole thing.
Hold on, you done it?
Yeah, he playing trains on bitches all day long, man.
Really?
Not all day long, but I've done it.
He just said all day long.
Yeah, what I'm saying, I've done it before, though.
Oh, that's how I took it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, sometimes.
Trains
bitches,
ain't no threesome. I feel like.
Trains ain't no threesome,
yeah,
no.
That's just trains.
I've never ran trains.
Some bitches just gotta get jumped off, huh?
Yeah. That's real life.
I never ran a train.
Yeah, I've never done that. I don't want to see the other dude.
Right, and this nigga lying, but it's all right. nigga.
I ain't even ran no train. Okay, what? This nigga talking about it.
Jizzle say you lying.
Hey, but look, you see Jizzle ain't pointing at me. I ain't lying.
I ain't
that's
do
dead
nothing
ass.
Thinking that girl.
I ain't never ran a train, and I ain't never had a threesome.
That's why I'm trying to convince my wife to get her a girlfriend.
You suck. You suck.
I suck?
You should have done it before then. It's too late.
Yeah, it probably is too late.
It's not it's cool, too late. Ladies, respect yourself.
Yeah. Hold on, what's not cool, Dave?
Running trains and trains ran on you. Yeah.
You're different right now.
I got a daughter.
That's in the past.
Yeah,
daughter, man. That's in the past.
Yeah.
Well, I never did it, so I think I'm good. I'm good.
Nigga, Jizz was getting on my fucking nerves. I don't know why the fuck he keep laughing, nigga.
That was in the past. Like,
I'm not talking about his past. He was trying to put my past with his nigga. We don't got the same past,
nigga. That was the same
He's
past.
He's still doing it.
No. Y'all was on the same path.
No, it was not.
Hey,
you another lie.
Motherfucking Popeye's coming with that new chicken sandwich.
And then we going to be the first ones there.
You getting it?
Yeah, we gonna be there.
I'm not eating that shit.
You gonna eat it and then throw it away?
I ain't fucking with that shit.
Throw it to a bone.
I ain't eat the first one. You think I'm about to try the next one? I'm gonna bring one. Jizzle, so why you gonna bring me one? I ain't eat that shit. Fuck out of here, man. I'm
gonna just switch the bread up.
What the fuck?
We gonna put it on white bread?
Put on wheat bread. He healthy. You know, I gotta put on wheat bread. He healthy.
Don't put it on the butt bread though.
Your butt.
There we go.
What's the butt bread?
Yeah, the end.
Sourdough, stupid.
The end, sourdough.
You not fucking with it, Dave? That new chicken is coming back.
Oh,
Popeyes.
I don't know if I'm feeling risky. Feel like risking my life. Oh man, feel like
if
risking
I'm
my
feeling
life.
Risky. What are you risking if you eat the chicken?
My life, nigga.
That's a fact. A lot of chemicals in that motherfucker, man. A lot of chemicals. Hey, motherfucking Netflix. Netflix. Them niggas said, guess what? All you motherfuckers that want to share your subscription, we're cracking down. You're going to get in trouble. You're in trouble, Moses. Oh, you're in trouble.
I am so scared. Ooh. Trembling.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, yo,
I'm
going to
watch every Nigerian movie.
Hey, Netflix. Fuck y'all, because I'm leaving to go to Disney anyway.
Like, watching all the Dave Chappelle specials. Eddie Murphy about to come out with some more specials, I think.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Murphy is on one, too. Coming, like you said, what got me fucked up today, I ain't get to watch a movie. You know, I do the morning movies now with the family. And the movie I was going to watch was Coming to America. Classic. Yeah. Classic. I don't want to talk about it now. But I do appreciate that they got.
Ooh!
I want to talk about it when I do watch it.
What the fuck is that?
Coming to America. Just talking about it.
Alrighty. This nigga's crazy.
But they got
to hop on one foot, nigga. You don't be watching.
Oh
shit.
There you go.
Shut up.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Said, But I don't want to talk about it right now. But they got part two coming.
Put rose petals on your feet.
They got part two coming. I'm ready to see that.
Rick Ross.
House. You gonna go see it, Moses?
The boss.
You gonna go see it?
You gonna go see it as a family.
I ain't fucking with y'all. I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm not about to go see that shit. Y'all seen the Gucci interview with Charlamagne?
It was nice.
What was nice about it, though?
Him speaking on how life was and him, people joking about him being a clone. He thought that shit was funny. So, and then he talked about Shorty, how she holding him down, and the things he was doing. He was just being truthful about it. Told about the Migos shit. He fell out about the fake drip. But honestly, it was. I ain't trying to be funny. We telling the truth. Like, if he did something for you, did something for you. I don't care about that. Like,
right.
At the end of the day, y'all did what y'all had to do. Y'all making more money than anybody else. I feel y'all more money than me right now. So.
He praised his wife a lot.
He praised his wife a lot. I feel like she hard body. But he said she's a good person, so.
Right. And she held him down. He said he had nobody to trust, though. Like, when it all came down to it, he had nobody to trust when it came to the money he had. Like, he said his whole crew flipped on him. Like, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah. But at the same time, you remember, he was dealing with them drugs and fucked up, huh?
Yeah,
we don't know what was happening between them. So.
And he said he lost a lot of relationships too.
going crazy, being on lean and all that other shit, and then spazzing out all on Twitter, doing all. He said he lost a lot of relationships. He said some of them he was able to be prepared, but a lot of them he wasn't. So, man,
that was crazy.
But what about the Angela Lee? Angela Yee shit.
She looking kind of guilty right now.
She been looking guilty, bro.
But he want to see your boy though.
Oh,
he want to see light skin.
He don't fuck with envy.
He is mad about that shit. It's like, no, he's serious about his bro. Like, he is mad about that shit. But like, I feel like it won't nothing like the Angela Lee situation, like when it first happened. So
he was just like, "What they like, so? Why she so mad?"
Like, pushed it on, like with the questions and stuff. Because nobody was really worried about it until they did that.
Yeah,
now you looking guilty, like,
right?
What is you really worried about it for? Now, like, you kind of did that. You might have did it. And it might not been that tent, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
What you say, Dave? My bad.
I ain't say shit.
Oh. Thought the nigga said something, my bad. But that shit kind of like, it's like, why was Charlotte, why they didn't have Gucci in the whole Breakfast Club thing? He said, Gucci said he was banned. They saying he not. But then Charlamagne did an interview by himself. That was interesting.
I think Envy was doing something.
And Charlamagne got his own little fucking interview series or whatever.
Right.
After that shit happened, what's her name? Angela said they could do an interview, but she not gonna be there.
Right.
And then I guess Envy was like, "Well, if she ain't doing it, I ain't doing it." Yeah. So then that's what it is. Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Wrong with that at all.
It's crazy. Last interviews was straight they had. So now looking at over that now, it's like kind of guilty if you don't even want to. But at the same time, Gucci's like,
I mean, listen.
I guess because of energy. So I understand. Right.
And like, they've also done interviews without Charlamagne.
Yeah. So it was a good interview for him. So if that's what it takes, is. Hey.
I like how Charlamagne was basically, it was a real interview. It wasn't about. Why you feel like you not at the Breakfast Club and all that type of shit.
It was
like,
at the end,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, so I mean, Gucci like. One that brought it. Like, he brought that shit.
I think it was just at the end, but he kept, because he could have been brought it up. He could like, I want to address something right quick, but he just told everything that we was waiting on. Like, what was he doing? Cases, you know what I'm saying? How much money he was spending. So.
Yeah. He's changed, but he ain't changed.
Like, he changed, but he ain't changed. But at the same time, I feel like he grown up. You know what I'm saying? So he said, like, you start picking up a book, nigga, start doing shit. So
yeah, start reading more. Just started. Yeah, definitely with you on that, Moses, for sure.
Kept him focused.
How do y'all feel about being friends with people you work with, though? How much stock do y'all put in that?
For a good minute, it's your coworker. Now, some people you might be able to click with, you can call your friend, but everybody's not. When you go there, it's not no friends. It's just coworkers. If you're not fucking with them like that,
yeah, I don't go to work to make friends. So yeah. I'm not. That ain't what I'm looking for. If I click with a nigga on the job, then that's what it is.
And there's some people, you know, like,
but I ain't going there looking for friends. Yeah. I had enough friends. I don't even like niggas. You know what I mean? What I want to be your friend for?
I don't even like niggas. Yo, fuck all that friend shit at work. I just respect you enough to do my job and your job with each other. That's it. As far as hanging out outside of work, inviting me over to parties and places and all that type of shit, nah.
Don't get me wrong. There's some people I've met, some people on jobs that share the same interests in me and might smoke a joint with one or two or something like that. But no, I don't expect I don't really expect them to fucking lend me money or some shit like that.
I think, like, I'm with you, Dave, because I have probably on maybe one hand, or okay, two hands, but not all five fingers. Yeah. How many motherfuckers I'd be like,
from work, I'm like, oh yeah, that's my friend. I could fuck with them. You know what I mean? I could deal with them. Yeah. We can interact with each other, whatever. But I be feeling like people be using that word friend too loosely.
I think when you first start, especially when you're young, any job is just like, you don't look at it like that. You just come in for the job, but you do look at the people that you talk to like your friends, and then you understand like it's not friends, it's work. Some motherfuckers is more shady than what you find out, they be in your face, and later I'm like, that motherfuckers.
Right.
That nigga's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So
I ain't friends
with
you.
You have to like watch who you work with, like really, because some people could fuck you up in the work. So that's why it's like, but in the situation I work in, everybody like hangs out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So they like drink, like Dave said, chill out, smoke, whatever.
Right.
But sometimes it's not good for everybody.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. If I can't do no crimes around you, you know, I mean, you're not my friend. Not my friend.
Oh, hey, why do you want to do crimes?
That's just a part of trust, nigga. If I do some crime around you, you keep your mouth shut.
Means they got your back. You like, damn, you ain't had to, like, it's just certain shit people do. You be like, damn, you ain't had to do that. Right. Nigga, all right. Then I give you that chance, but like, nigga, don't.
I think that is one thing about, you know, motherfuckers at my job, though. They trust me.
But some like, people just come to work snitch. To, like, make friends.
These motherfuckers be telling me everything. Like, I damn near know a little bit about everybody at my job, and I'm like.
Some people come to work and make friends.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
Like, for real, be like, yeah, what's it? And they get mad bone talk to them. Like, what the fuck? Nah, I'm focused. Like, what the fuck?
It's good to have relationships with people. You never know what, you know, because some people could help you out.
True. Okay, but that could just come with respect. I don't gotta be your friend.
That's different.
I could just respect you at work.
Depends on what your definition of friend is, I guess.
Well, they be using that shit too loosely out here in these motherfucking streets. And I ain't too many friends with motherfuckers I work with. Shut up, nigga.
Nah, man, you friends with everybody.
No, I'm not, nigga.
You getting everybody hugs and shit.
Like Dave don't want to talk to us. I don't want to be friends. Like, it's like, fuck out of here. Oh, shit. I seen some shit in Raleigh. Where a dude was trying to kidnap a 14-year-old little girl. And when he was trying to kidnap her, it was in a gated community. Only thing I can see now is just that, man, it's just this human trafficking shit is just insane. They in gated communities, they in the hoods, they everywhere. I mean, I'm saying this because I have a daughter, so you know what I mean? Appreciate that, Moses. And it's just fucked up out here, man. I don't even be understanding what goes on in the mind of motherfuckers that's trying to kidnap. Well, I guess dollar sign. I guess is what I'm seeing. When I seen that shit though, that happened in Raleigh, which was the other day, I was just like, wow. Wow, it's like, you know what I mean? Nobody's safe, man. Ain't nobody safe.
Yeah, watch your kids. Watch your kids, teach your kids to not trust strangers. Be aware of their surroundings and all that.
Shit just fucked up, man. How y'all feel about human trafficking?
It's fucked up. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's not something I'm going to support.
I'm not saying. Okay? I'm not expecting y'all to
support
it.
Got me going wild like Kanye West did.
I'm not saying support. I'm not expecting y'all to support it. But
I know that I'm fucking with you. But
it's wild times out here, man.
It's fucked up. It's just like different surroundings, man. That's just me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't watch you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't.
Who do you trust around your kids? Your kid, Moses.
Family and some friends.
But can you trust family?
I don't be trusting nobody around my kids. About lying.
I'm sorry, just family. Because my I told you my friends, y'all my family, so. It's just family.
Right. What about you, Dave? You don't have kids, but if you had kids, who could you trust around? Like, you can't trust daycares or nothing like that.
Like, the nannies, I don't, like, they be having some good resumes and stuff. Like, they don't get it twisted. It's some professional people that will take care good care of kids, but I just rather deal with family, bro. Like, it's going to take my family to raise them. You don't want nobody else. You don't even hardly know. Then I feel like your kid gonna be distanced towards you because they mostly cool with them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
you gonna miss out on some of the stuff you want to know.
I don't think I trust anybody around my kids.
Nigga, you trust the daycare people? Your kids was in daycare.
I don't fucking trust them, nigga.
So what are you saying here then?
Because I need them to watch them because I got to pay them.
Okay.
You know,
but you still got your eye on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nigga,
like,
you got to trust them because you
to a certain extent.
All right. You trust them then. Don't say you don't trust them.
Say that.
Because you leave your kids there 8 hours a day, and then you got to have some type of trust in them. So
that's real, Dave.
Figure it out.
But I'm just saying, what about some of the people that have it where like a family member is molesting or some shit like that? Like,
it's common. I don't know what to.
It's hard to trust family around.
Right, I don't know what to tell niggas. It's common. Watch out for your kids. Talk to your kids. Tell your kids somebody touching them. You gotta be. You gotta be close with your kids and let your kids know that they can speak to you about anything. You know what I mean? Because a lot of kids are being molested, and then the person who's doing it tells them not to say nothing because they're going to get in trouble or something like that. So, you know what I mean? They don't want to get in trouble, so it just continues to happen. You know, if you speak to your kids, hopefully your kids are trusting you to protect them, and, you know, they'll speak about whatever is happening, if something is happening. And fucking trust your kids, nigga. Yeah. Like, don't throw it aside when your kids say something, cause that happens a lot.
Just push it to the back burner.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And they trying to tell you something.
Word.
You know what I mean.
Word.
That's real shit, Dave. This nigga don't got kids, so that's great. I know you're gonna be a great father.
No, I do have a kid. Shout out to Henny. Her birthday is today. She is 4 years old.
Hey.
I had a fuss out of a nigga over my kid one time. Said my baby mama shit. He was like, my son ran over there. I was like, so I'm like, all right, I talked to him. So I talked to him. He like, tell him, I ain't even been over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right. So when I seen him do, I was like, what the fuck, bro? You don't even know, like, don't ever come to me talking about, you don't even know what's really going on. You even know where my son was at. Don't ever come to me unless you got some real information. Because if I punish my son for no reason, I'm going to fuck you up. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I was like, fuck the apology, bro. I was like, if you ain't got no information, don't come around. You know what I'm saying? So ever since then, just teach you. Well, ever since then, I was like, yeah, I'm just hard on what he's saying, what some other people say. So,
well, that's what I be on with my son.
He get aggravated.
I tell him, yo, tell me anything. Because I'll be like, you know what I mean? Just so that way, even if you're wrong or whatever, I could just guide you through it. Just talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm definitely with y'all on that, man. Man. Y'all ready to get the fuck out of here?
That was it?
I mean, shit, I ain't got shit else to talk about, nigga. Unless you got something to talk about. You got a story? You want to tell some funny shit? We getting the fuck out. We going to do Dirty Dope of the Week.
That Andy Murphy with Dolemite, that shit was tough. People need to go see that.
I didn't see it. You saw it?
Yeah, it was tough. It was funny as fuck.
Y'all gotta check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll review it next episode. Maybe. See how it goes.
Maybe.
It's a big maybe, CJ.
Well, fuck it then. We get the fuck out of here. Fuck this shit. What is this, episode 49?
Yes.
Dirty Water
Podcast. I don't know.
Dirty Dope of the Week.
Oh, that shit is so funny, that.
All right, well, fuck it. This Stitchy the Great, man. On my own.
Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. If I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own.
Donald Trump is the president. I could be anything that I wanna be. Looking and listening to all these rappers rapping, they come off as a wannabe. I am not where I wanna be, but I will get there like a layover. My nana knows I'm going crazy. She told me stop stressing on matters I pray over. I am really in the hood. From Rent-A-Center. When I drive, I dribble so much grain, I open my fist to a palm full of splinter. Yeah. The only rap that I ever fucked with was Master Splinter. Hey. I was just like reception in school, and you niggas looking like Principal Skinner. But he reneged on his zip. Round here, we call that a dead play. Yeah. I asked Timmy for help, and he said that he got me. I do fuck with dead play. Yeah. It don't matter the move, no. Long as money's the motivation. I got it all on my own, and everything came from grinding and pace. Yeah. And I gotta stay patient. Yeah. It'll come if I work hard enough. Yeah. Took a look at my competition and my conclusion, they bars ain't hard enough. Yo. Not trying to call out nobody bluff. Nah. No one knows that everybody is grown. Yeah. Never got a handout. I got it all on my own.
Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own.
I came up off a cootie tube. I'm trying to see what the lick reads. Yeah. I am all about my business. Just know it's no way you can jip me.
No.
I'm an educated black man. Yeah. That can bust down the pack when I need to. Cause I do this shit on my own, so tell me exactly. What do I need from you?
Yeah.
Look, I've been rapping since grade school.
Hey.
And trapping since school to this 30 piece. I got shit on my mind and all I ask, cause let me just say my piece. Cause I'm trying to keep the peace, but I can get rowdy like Rob Pike.
Yeah.
Next woman I get, she do not stand a chance if I nail it on like.
Ooh.
I used to skip class to make a play.
Damn.
Just trying to make it from day to day.
Damn.
About to bounce back in a major way.
Boom.
I'm thankful it's never Lord made a way.
Amen.
Look, you don't know my story,
no.
So you damn sure don't know my struggle.
Damn.
And I don't mean protein shakes and weights when I say I got it off the mud.
Nah.
I worked hard for this.
Damn.
So I gotta keep working even harder.
Damn.
Everything I spit is fire, man, just like my daddy is Dwayne Carter. Cause I'm in my zone, I suggest that you leave me alone.
Damn.
Cause I got it on my own, I got it on my own, I got it on my own.
Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own.
Got it. Yeah.
Ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone.
Boom it.
Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own. Got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own. If it ain't about the paper, then you need to leave me alone. Cause I got it on my own, got it on my own, got it on my own.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
That was motherfucking Stizzy the Gray on my own.
Got on my own.
You got some shit, Dave. You get what you doing, man.
No, I don't. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got it on my own.
Fucking hate y'all niggas, man.
Nah, man. It's something about to do.
Oh, y'all want to talk about Kanye?
Yeah.
You talking about Kanye real
yeah.
quick? All right, Jesus God.
In the Jesus.
Oh, no. What is it called? Ain't that what it is?
I don't know what it
what
is.
What the fuck is that shit called again? Hold on.
Jesus is king. You don't even know.
Right.
Jesus. You don't even know.
That's what it is.
Jesus is king.
Jesus
you ain't
king.
Listen to it, though.
I did. Water.
Do you like it though?
I like it, man.
I like it.
Well, that's Kanye. It's Kanye. And I like the interview.
He's lying.
I do like it.
I like it. And I like the interview. You like the interview.
I didn't see the interview.
Nigga ain't gonna never play that shit again, CJ.
Who, me?
You and this nigga.
I'm playing it.
You're not playing that shit. Cut it out.
Man, you crazy.
You know this is the king. I like it. He gonna play it.
Whatever, man. That Kanye shit straight.
I like the interview.
I didn't see the interview. What are you talking about in the interview?
Joe want me to be for the culture? I can't give my opinion. That don't sound right. We both in the White House just because I had a red hat on?
Why'd you have the red hat on, though? So like, what you mean? You ain't need the red hat to go to the
Jesus
White
Christ?
Oh my god.
Kanye's a fucking
You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Dave.
That nigga's a nut. It's alright though.
I like the little album though. I ain't gonna front.
Nah, he got knowledge, man. He's a genius guy. He's gotta understand. He's just born again Christian.
He was making some points in the interview with Big Boy, but it's just the way he deliver them. He be talking in circles and shit.
That's stupid. How he performs when he talks. Cause he don't look at Big Boy. He looks around the room.
But Kanye's
ain't no cameras over there.
Kanye's an artist to me. Like none of his albums sound the same. Not one of them.
Okay.
They all sound like that's why I respect it.
You supposed to say that's what you're supposed to do, right?
You are, but not many motherfucking artists do that shit. That's why I respect.
I think a lot of artists do, but we just don't look at it as that. They might look at it as change.
Nah, man, you got the baby. And I fucks with the Look baby. Look at Jeezy. His album.
Jeezy didn't change his whole album.
I'm just saying, when your shit sound the same, like to me, it put a little dent in your shit. To me,
you ain't got too many artists who don't have albums that sound the same. They just stick to their sound.
That's true. You got Rick Ross.
Right. Mm.
He stick to his sound.
Not everybody make their own beats either. That has a lot to do with it.
That's definitely
he's just explaining the whole thing of Big Boy. People need to watch because he's just explaining him and what's going on.
Right.
So you just gotta accept it.
I respect it, but I would respect it more if he would have wrote his rhymes and made the beats. But he don't do both. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's
somebody
it's cool.
Gotta help him out.
That's what I'm saying. I respect it
because 808. I think doing was it all himself. 808 was Travis Scott.
Everybody helped on
that. I did like how he got clips
all
together.
His, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
I did like how he got clips together on the album.
Yeah.
With Malice and Pusha together on the track. And it was fire.
Come on.
It was fire, man.
I'm surprised he didn't call out to Rick Ross. He would have did it.
Well, check out that fucking Ye album, man. We getting the fuck out of here. Episode motherfucking 49. Moses. Motherfucking Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC, Instagram, Dirty_Water.
I will arm wrestle you, CJ. I'm sick of your shit. Let's go right now. We can do it on the podcast. Let's go. Get the fuck out of here, CJ.
Dirty_Water_podcast on Instagram. We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast, SoundCloud, Apple, rate our shit, leave a review. I'm on Instagram, Dirty Water_Lex, Dave B, Dirty Water. We getting the fuck out of here, man.
Dirty Water,
fuck,
Dave B.
Yeah, we out of here.
Yeah, Moses.